With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton says he's sending ballots to state lawmakers, quote, as soon as possible, unquote, for whether a special legislative session should be held in July. Stapleton tweeted that more than 10 state lawmakers requested the poll. A special session can be held if 76 vote to do so. Republicans hold a total of 90 seats in Montana's House and Senate, and if they have sufficient party unity, they could call the special session without assistance from Democrats, including Governor Steve Bullock. Some Republican lawmakers have told MTPR they want a special session to offer voters alternatives to a pair of proposed ballot initiatives this November. One would require more stringent hard rock mine cleanups, the other would fund and extend the life of Montana's Medicaid expansion, which is set to expire next year. Police say the victims of a weekend shooting near a Missoula high school were 16 and 17 and were not from Missoula. Detective Captain Mike Collier said today the boys are still hospitalized and have spoken with detectives, but haven't provided much information about who shot them on Sunday evening near Sentinel High School. Collier says it's possible the shooter is no longer in the Missoula area. ABC Fox Montana reports Collier couldn't say whether a gun found on school property on Monday matched the caliber of bullets that wounded the victims. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council has banned a convicted drug dealer from coming onto the reservation in northern Montana. Tribal Council Chairman Harry Barnes tells the Great Falls Tribune the decision is a message to drug dealers who would prey on reservation residents and is a reaction to concerns that the U.S. Attorney's Office is not doing enough to prosecute drug cases on the reservation. Barnes says the council passed a resolution 5-3 on June 7th, saying that 58-year-old Mark John Cuter, quote, is immediately excluded and banished, end quote, from the reservation. Cuter was sentenced in April for criminal possession of dangerous drugs. The tribal council voted in 2015 to banish drug dealers, but Barnes says he believes this is the first time they've done so. Montana Health Department officials are asking a judge to lift his order preventing them from imposing lower Medicaid reimbursement rates on nursing homes and assisted living facilities. On June 13th, a district judge temporarily blocked the department from imposing a Medicaid provider rate cut it made in January to fill a budget shortfall. The Montana Healthcare Association and nursing facility owners sued over the cut, saying it was improperly approved. Billings authorities say a rock slide sent a 50-ton boulder as big as a house into the garage of a home and left 75 yards of road covered in rocks and debris. The Billings Gazette reports an estimated 100 to 150 yards of cliff face broke away yesterday from the rim rocks, the geological rim rock sandstone formation surrounding parts of Billings. No one was injured. A judge says BP-owned Atlantic Richfield Company must pay nearly $29 million for the cleanup of arsenic that is threatening the groundwater near Helena. That amount includes $1 million for misleading federal environmental regulators and letting another company take full blame. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen made the ruling yesterday in the cleanup of a former smelter in East Helena that is now a Superfund site. A groundwater plume containing high levels of arsenic and selenium is spreading from the site toward the town of 2000. ASARCO, the smelter owner formerly known as the American Smelting and Refining Company, has paid $111.4 million to date for the groundwater cleanup. Christensen's ruling says Atlantic Richfield, which ran a zinc extraction plant at the site, is responsible for 25% of that amount. Attorneys who do contract work for the State Public Defender's Office are suing the office for reducing their hourly reimbursement rates from $62 to $56 due to state budget cuts. While the contract says it is subject to change by the Montana Public Defender Commission, the attorneys note a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that says the government can't change the terms of a public contract just to save money. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.